This afternoon we are reading from the verse 41 of the Psalm 119. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation, according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. So shall I keep thy law continually for ever and ever. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved. And I will meditate in thy statutes. We know that God will bless his word to our hearts. The title of this section of the Psalm 119 is Vav. And this, again, is a letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And you may be wondering, why is every section of this psalm entitled with the various letters of the Hebrew alphabet? In our way of thinking, why call the titles A, B, C, D, E, F, G, so on and so forth? Why call them by their Hebrew equivalents? Aleph, Beth, Gimel, Daleth, Hey, Vav, etc. The psalm was probably written in this way as an aid to the memory. When one was reading the psalm, they could remember, yes, that's the Aleph section, that's the Beth section, that's the Vav section. But as I have showed you in other weeks, there is something spiritually important about all of this as well, because the Hebrew letters, they were little pictures, and the Hebrew language is a very pictorial language. And last week we thought about the hay, which is a symbol of the window. And this week we have Vav, and Vav is the symbol of the nail. And actually, to see the letter Vav written, it certainly reminds one of a nail. And what is significant about a nail? A nail is fastened to a wall. It's there to stay. It fulfills a purpose. There's something firm and sure about a nail. A nail that is insecure. It does not perform its duty. It does not perform its function. A nail is something that needs to be fastened tightly for the future. And here in the Psalm 119, we observe the psalmist desiring that God's word be nailed to his heart. And why that particular verb, to nail, is not part of the psalm, yet its truth is there by inference. For example, in the verse 41, this is how he begins the section. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. Let your mercies come and let them be fastened to my heart like a nail. Some people know God's word, but God's word's not truly fastened to them. It's just a head knowledge. We need God's word to go to a deeper place than the mind. We need God's word to be part of our hearts, to be fastened onto our hearts. Salvation is about having God's word in your heart like a nail. God's word nailed to our hearts. Is God's word nailed to your heart today? Is the truth of God's word fastened to you? What is fascinating here about this section of the psalm is that for the first time the writer talks about the mercy of God or the love of God. Listen to what he says again. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. Very important words here. Mercies. Let your mercies come to me. What is God's word all about? The love of God. If we could not talk about God's love, we would have no message to bring to a fallen world. Love is of God. At the heart of the scripture is the love that God has for us. And what is it that lies at the heart of God's love? It is the cross of our Saviour. In Romans chapter 8, Paul wrote those immortal and tremendous words that defy all human comprehension. God spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all. Just think about your children. You would give anything for your children. And whenever they suffer, you would take their pain and transfer it to yourself if you could. God loved his Son in a way that we could not love our children, because his love is perfect, and with the greatest will in the world, our love will never be perfect. But God's love is perfect. The bond that existed between the Father and the Son within the Holy Trinity, I could not begin to describe it. It's a love that is beyond earthly love. And yet God took his own son and he placed him on that cross. And Christ was nailed to that cross in order that God might be merciful to us. That is the depth of the love of God for you and I. He didn't spare his own son. He didn't spare him the cruelty of man. He didn't spare him the guilt of our sin, because Christ took our guilt upon his own body. He didn't spare him the punishment of our sin. Christ was punished for our sins upon the cross, not for his own, because he has no sin, but for our sins. He was our substitute. God didn't spare his son any of that, because he loved us so much. Mercy is about withholding from a guilty person what they deserve. And we deserve hell, and we deserve judgment, but God withholds that from us. He's merciful, because that terrible punishment was visited upon Jesus Christ for us. In order that God's mercy might be nailed to our hearts, Christ was nailed first of all to the cross. See the link between the two, the nail. Christ nailed to the cross in order that God's love might be nailed to our hearts. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord. Have you experienced the mercy of God? If you have not received the mercy of God today, there is no hope for you. The mercy of God alone is what saves us. We are not saved by our good works. We have no good works. We are not saved by our religion. That is insufficient. We are saved by the mercy of God alone. And when we accept God's mercy, we accept that we are sinners who deserve judgment, but that Jesus died for us, and that is all our hope. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation. This word salvation, it's a biblical word. You cannot understand our need as human beings without understanding this word saved. And we are either saved or lost today. We're saved from our sins, we're lost in our sins. Are you saved? Are you lost? And if you're to be saved, you need the mercy of God. This lies at the heart of the scriptures. Is the word of God nailed to your heart? Is it fastened to your heart? Have you trusted Christ alone as your savior? But I want to tell you something. Whenever we know Christ, God's salvation is well and truly nailed to us. It can never be removed. It can never be taken away. A nail speaks of assurance. Yes, you can be sure that you're a Christian. You can be sure that you will be in heaven. You can be sure of eternal life. I'm not talking today about some kind of vague hope. I'm talking about something sure and certain. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It's the word of God nailed to your heart. Martin Luther was a man who had God's word nailed to his heart. He looked for salvation through the church. He performed his penances. He performed his masses. He was a priest. He was a man of great learning. And yet none of that gave him hope. And then one day when reading St. Paul, the light dawned in his spirit. The just shall live by faith. It is faith alone. But there were those who did not like his teaching. They tried to force him to recant, because his teaching was a threat to the church at that time, because he spoke firmly against the whole practices of indulgences, of paying money for forgiveness. He said, no, our money cannot give us forgiveness. It is faith in Christ alone. And he was brought before the Diet of Worms. As he stood before the dignitaries of the church, as he stood before the Holy Roman Emperor, and as he was asked to recant his faith, he said, no, I cannot recant. It is not safe to sin against conscience. His conscience told him he was right. Martin Luther said, here I stand, I can do none other. God helping me. Martin Luther did exactly what the psalmist spoke of here in verse 46. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. The word of God transformed his life. It was a nail in a sure place. God's word is something alone that can transform a life, not only for time, but for eternity. I thank you for listening. May God's word be nailed to our hearts today.